holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be convinced in your own mind and don't argue with others.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy, Be Holy, Be Holy. Listen, we're glad that everybody's going over to podbean.com and downloading the broadcast and going over to Spotify and Pandora and Apple, everything. We're everywhere. I thank God for it. Listen, today we're going to talk about this thing being basically saying that you need to be convinced in your own mind. That's what we need to do. Start being convinced in our own mind so that we are not condemning one another. Be convinced in your own mind so that we're not condemning one another. If you're convinced in your mind, then you're going to obey what you know to do and what you believe to do, because you're convinced in your own mind. It's not your job to convince others to think like you. It's not my job to convince you to think like me. I'm just presenting to you what the Lord has shown me. And now if you can grab onto it, great. If it helps you to grow, great. If it doesn't help you, then fine. I'm not going to lose any sleep, and so shouldn't you. You shouldn't lose any sleep either. We're all going to do what we're supposed to do when we're ready to do it. You understand? And so if you believe a thing, you operate in that belief. You can't operate in my belief. That sounds funny, doesn't it? But you can't. You just can't. I know that Jesus is the one and only true God. You might not know that yet. You might think there's a Trinity. That's fine, you know, but you might not know that there's only one God yet. You can try to explain it any other way, but I know better, and I'm convinced in my mind, and I'm not going to try to convince you. It's all about us being believers and letting each other grow as God allows them to grow. See, we all, you know, water and plant and all that, but only God can give the increase. So if God hadn't given me the increase, you're wasting your time trying to convince me. You understand what I'm telling you? Just as if God has given me something, I could speak, I can talk all day. I can talk all day, literally all day, about God to you. And if God doesn't let you see it, you'll never see it. If He doesn't give you the increase, you will never get it. You will never get it. Even that Bible that you hold in your hand or under your arm or on your phone, in your apps and all that, that same Bible has truth in it that only God knows. Yes, we can read it in our language. We can understand it with our own intellect, our public school education or our private school education. But when it's all said and done, the only one who knows anything about that Bible or those books or those readings or those words is God, and He would have to give us the understanding. So let's go on over to that book that I just described. Romans chapter 14. Romans chapter 14. We'll start at verse 1. I know we're going to jump down here in a minute, but let's start at verse 1. Accept other believers who are weak in faith. And don't argue with them about what they think is right or wrong. First of all, if they're weak in faith, they're still trying to figure out what right and wrong is. And so, yeah, you can tell them the truth of the matter. You can say, no, it's really like this. But if they don't believe you, you don't lose no sleep over that. You shake the dust and move on. I mean, you're not mad at them or anything like that. You don't get mad at them because they don't believe what you're saying. You give it to them if they can get it. Great. If they can't get it, no matter what you do, you can't crack their head open and pour it in. So you let God give it to them, but you at least you told them. Accept other believers who are weak in faith and don't argue with them about what they think is right or wrong. For instance, one person believes that it's all right to eat anything, but another believer with a sensitive conscience will only eat vegetables. Okay, if he wants to eat anything, that's fine. If this other one wants to eat only vegetables, that is also fine. You understand? But another believer with a sensitive conscience will only eat vegetables. Number three, those who feel free to eat anything must not look down on those who don't. And those who don't eat certain foods must not condemn those who do. For God has accepted them. God has accepted them and their pork. God has accepted them and their vegetables. The point is, listen, if they're believers, a lot of this other stuff that most people argue about really don't matter. You know, like a group of people that say, oh, no, you're not supposed to eat pork. And oh, no, we're not supposed to. We're supposed to eat vegetables only. We're not supposed to eat bread. We can't eat yeast and we can't do that. And this, that, and the, listen, I don't care who you are. If you're hungry, you're going to eat. Whether you eat the pork or whether you eat the vegetables or you eat grass or you eat plants, rodents or whatever it is. If you're hungry, you're going to eat it. But the key of it is for us not to condemn those who eat it. Now, I'm hoping that people aren't eating rodents. But again, times are hard and things are out there. And I've run across people who eat pet food. And man, I can't condemn them for eating the pet food. I wouldn't eat it. But that's me. But I don't condemn them for eating it. They're doing what they have to do. They believe there's nothing wrong with it. They eat it. Okay. The point is, are you a believer? Are you saved? Okay. Then that's the point. That's all we're worried about. We want to make sure that you're believing, that you're growing, and that we're going to pray for you. And if there's something I can help you do, then let me know. But it's not my job to sit there and fight with you about whether you should eat the pet food or not, or fight with you whether you should only eat vegetables or not, or fight with you on whether you should eat pork or not. This is just the food side of it. Verse number four, who are you to condemn someone else's servants? See, they're servants of God, not yours. They're God's servants. Their own master will judge whether they stand or fall. And with the Lord's help, they will stand and receive his approval. It's all about knowing who they belong to. You, if they belong to God, they belong to God. They don't belong to you. Now, that's something that most pastors have to come to grip with. People, and they're seeing it. I believe a lot of pastors have come to that realization and that revelation during this COVID-19 epidemic. I'm sure they have come to that conclusion. Because all the full churches that used to be full and packed are no longer full and packed, and they're realizing that the people don't belong to the pastor. The people don't belong to the pastor. They don't belong to the church. They belong to God if they do what he says. And so if they belong to him, let them belong to him. Verse number five, in the same way, some think one day is, you know, more holy than another day, while others think every day is alike. You should all be fully convinced in your own mind that whichever day you choose is acceptable. You choose because you're free. See, you belong to him and he'll lead you and guide you on what you're supposed to be doing. A lot of people can read the Bible and say, oh, it was Sabbath this and Sabbath that. And if that's what you choose to do, fine, do that. Just serve him. If you decide that Tuesday is your Sabbath, okay, fine. Just serve him. Make sure you're serving him. But be convinced in your own mind and don't be arguing with people over what they don't know. I don't argue with people over what they don't know. See, listen, on social media, people always will grab a Bible verse and don't know that I'm not guided by which verses I can remember. I'm only guided by the Spirit. So the Spirit tells me which verses to actually bring up. And I only bring them up when the Spirit brings those verses up. Other than that, I tell you what God says. And if you don't believe that, then I'll go get it. I'll go get that same thing that God has said written someplace. And then I'll show you that. And if you don't believe that, fine. I'm not going to lose any sleep over you not believing what I'm telling you. It was hard enough to get myself to believe it. It was hard enough for me to believe it. So I know it's hard enough. I know it's hard for people to believe it. So I can't sit there and lose sleep over it. I have to do what God has told me to do and be obedient and be convinced in my own mind and not argue with people based on what they don't know. You understand? Verse number 6, those who worship the Lord on a special day do it to honor him. And those who eat any kind of food do so to honor who? The Lord. Since they give thanks to God before eating. That's what they do. You understand it? Verse number 6 again. I'm going to read it. Those who worship the Lord on a special day do it to honor him. They do it to honor him. Those who eat any kind of food do so to honor him, the Lord, since they give thanks to God before eating. And those who refuse to eat certain foods also want to please the Lord and give thanks to God. For we don't live for ourselves. We don't die for ourselves. Verse number 8. If we live, it's to honor the Lord. And if we die, it's to honor the Lord. So whatever we do, whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. That's where we have to take it. Forget about all the other. Do you belong to the Lord or not? That's what we have to ask. And if they belong to the Lord, if you show them something and they don't get it, okay, let it go. They might ask you questions. You can talk and give the answer. And if they don't believe you, okay, you don't push them into believing you. The Holy Ghost is the only one who can draw anybody to God. You can't draw anybody to God with a suit on, a tie, the way you talk. A lot of people tend to think that when preachers get up, they begin to talk like this and they read the Bible like this. And thou sayest thou. And that doesn't pull anybody closer to God at all. It doesn't. The Spirit is the only one who can draw people to the Father. You can't. You can't do it. I've tried it. Many have tried and failed. It's never going to work. If the Spirit don't draw you, you are never going to get there and you're never going to be there. So be totally convinced in your own mind in what you do and say. And remember this, never give up, never give in. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give the devil no victory. Don't let anybody tell you anything other than what God says and obey him. Never, ever give up.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.